from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, we would like to honor the life of Reverend Sheldon Studemeyer, who was 53 years old at the time of this interview. Reverend Studemeyer was a preacher, activist, boxing coach, an author, and a beautiful person whose spirit was hopeful, bright, and inspiring. He worked to save lives in many ways for many years, and Pittsburgh has suffered a great loss. Today and forever, we remember Reverend Studemeyer.
I'm actually from Homewood, and I grew up in Switzville. Growing up, I couldn't have asked for a better family. I couldn't have asked for better friends, better teachers. Everything was a good fit. The police were more community-oriented when I was growing up. Everybody knew each other. Everybody knew the cops. The cops knew everybody. Because the cops were living in Switzville. It's not like that anymore. But I think the thing that I struggled with the most in my childhood was the fact that as a youngster, everybody outgrew me, and I was a small guy. So I was picked on and ridiculed constantly, intimidated, messed with, teased. That was a tough thing for me. Lasted for about 10 years. Until I started wrestling and boxing, then I came to a screeching halt. Athleticism runs in my family. Amari Stoudemire is our cousin, plays in the NBA. I have brothers who are involved in karate. I got a brother who's still bodybuilding at age 47. I got powerlifters in my family. My cousin Jeff Stoudemire was a good boxer, and I was a professional boxer from 1984 till 1992 when I stopped fighting. When I was 10 years old, I always wanted to be a combat soldier because in 1972, during the Olympics that year, there was a terrorist attack where there were 11 Israelis killed by Palestinians. And at the tender age of 10, I wanted to get them then. I wanted to get the bad guys. So I went in the Army 8 years later. The 6 years that I did in the United States Army, oh man, I wouldn't trade those 6 years for a PhD, a doctorate degree, none of that. When I look back on my life, a lot of my dreams have come true. I looked up to a cousin, Bill Price. We call him Lucky. We kind of looked up to him because he was involved with the martial arts, and we kind of liked that. We were going through that Bruce Lee era during that time. Everybody wanted to be like Bruce Lee. In 1983, I heard a sermon that was called Straddling the Fence. Either you're either going to be this way or you're going to be that way, basically. So I went forth and I surrendered my life to Jesus and asked a lot of questions, a lot of research. I'm a resident advisor when I work with people who have mental health issues. And I'm also, as a minister, I have a program that's called XL Community Outreach. I do different programs, from anti-bullying programs to teaching self-defense classes, to Bible studies, to field trips, tutoring, strong emphasis on Black history and Black culture as well. The main goal that I have in life, the main mission, and the most important thing I have, of course, my relationship with Jesus, but is to reach out to as many African-American males that I can possibly reach out to in one way or another. My latest book is called Ministering to the African-American Male, and I felt driven to write that book because I've lost so many. When I say I've lost so many, they were students I had in school. There were students that I had an outreach program. There were students that I had my youth group. And I lost many of them to gun violence. I lost many of them to the judicial system. I lost many of them to just dropping out of school and living reckless lives with no goal. As you get older, you realize that nothing lasts forever and everything is basically temporary. So a lot of times I have to remind myself, and it's not always easy, and it's a quote that says, "And this too shall pass." That's one of the things that kind of gets me through some difficult situations. often look at success through monetary and lucrative gain. And I understand that whole concept. I go to work every day, sometimes 6-7 days a week. I haven't missed a day of work in years. That's success. Still married to my wife, that's success. Focus on your education. Have goals and surround yourself by positive people. And I would just like to suggest to strive to be the best, whatever you do. Don't settle for mediocrity. When people are going left, you go right. When they're going up, go down. When they go west, you go east. When they say it's too cold, you go out there. When they say it's too hot, you don't complain. You do it.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Darwin Spencer and Angelo Berger. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.